The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
When the rapture happens, what will happen to children who have not reached the age of accountability? Or perhaps they have mental challenges? And will it make a difference if that child has believing parents? We will be discussing this today on Grace in Focus. This is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We are located in North Texas. You can find out more about us and read our daily blogs by going to our website, faithalone.org. You can also find out about our online seminary there and our conferences. That's faithalone.org. Now, with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Ken Yates.
And I have a question that...
Who's it from?
It's from Steve.
Steve, okay, Steve. Another crown guy.
He asked a question concerning children and the rapture. But we talked a little bit about this, and I didn't mention, it's not just children, but what about people who are mentally disabled
right.
or have a mental illness? Will they be raptured? And then he says, is there a difference between children of believers and children of unbelievers? In other words, can we make a blank statement of what God's going to do with children? Or can we say, no, there's going to be a distinction between the children of a believing parent and the children of an unbelieving, or both parents are unbelieving?
Well, we talked about this a little bit in between, but why don't you tell us your view, and then I'll weigh in whatever, any differences I have or whatever.
Well, I told Bob I might be saying something heretical, but as a believer, if I thought that my children would be left behind,
right.
so I'm going to be gone— the Lord's going to take me, but my children are going to be left behind, then I would not look for the rapture.
You mean when your children were small?
Right, yeah. Like, if I have small children.
Like under, let's say, under age 15 or 20 or something.
Right, I got a five-year-old. And if I believed that that five-year-old was going to be left behind and I was going to go into the kingdom...
You'd stop being a preacher.
I would not want the rapture to come until my child believed. I'm
right.
just being honest.
Right.
Now, I could lie, and you know, someone might say... Oh, no, I would do it. No, I don't think you would. I don't think you would feel that way. I don't think you would say, yeah, I'm going to leave my kid
and
behind.
And let me respond to that. I think it would lead to a sort of monstrous view of God that he's going to orphan, let's say, untold thousands or tens or hundreds of thousands or millions of children of believers. He's going to orphan them for 7 years during the worst time in human history, and they'll be raised by who?
The only people left are unbelievers, at least at the beginning of
yeah.
the tribulation.
Yeah,
right.
So God's going to do that? No, I don't see that.
Yeah,
it is true, however, there's no verse that specifically tells
right.
us about the rapture of children.
Right.
Now, we have, it seems to me, some types in the Old Testament of the rapture that give us some strong clues. For example, when Lot is delivered from Sodom, his wife and daughters are delivered too. Now, of course, it appears his daughters were adults at that point, but still they're delivered. And when you have Noah and his family delivered in the ark, again, his sons and daughter-in-laws are adults, but still they're all delivered.
It would be interesting too, we don't know, how old were the daughters of Lot, because back then, females married or had children very, very early.
So theoretically,
they could have been 12, 13.
Right. And if so, now my view, and I don't know if this is yours, is the age of accountability is 20 in light of Kadesh Barnea, and everyone over 20 died in the wilderness. All those under 20 got to go into the promised land. But even if it's 13, theoretically, his daughters could have been under that age. But we don't really know for sure. But it seems to me the examples in the Old Testament are the whole family gets raptured or the whole family gets taken out.
Right.
Now,
that's a good point.
Enoch
yeah.
and Elijah aren't like that. But then again, we're not even told about, well, we do know a little bit about Enoch's family. But Enoch himself is taken to heaven, and so is Elijah. But I agree with you. It makes no sense that God would orphan all of these children of believers.
Yeah, I think that would be, it would be unloving for now, me to say, I'm going to go and leave my kid behind.
Okay, so now let's do a couple. What about one believing parent and one unbelieving parent?
Well, Steve asks about specifically 1 Corinthians 7:14, that the children in a family where one parent is a believer and one is not, the children are holy because of the presence of that believing parent. And he says, is this, and obviously,
they're sanctified.
Right. Yeah. Obviously, they don't have eternal life.
But Paul even says the unbelieving spouse is sanctified.
Right.
So basically, I think the point there is they're set apart. They're different than everybody else. They're set apart because they have a Christian influence in the home.
Right. Yeah. That's the way I take 1 Corinthians 7 as well.
So now, basically, Steve's point is, would that imply then that when the rapture occurs, if one parent's a believer, their children are going to be raptured?
Or both, yeah.
And I'm assuming we're talking about children under the age of accountability.
Sure, yeah.
If you've got a 40-year-old child, it seems to me they're going to either be raptured or not raptured, depending on whether they're a believer.
Sure.
But we're talking about small children.
Or, as he says here, someone who's mentally disabled.
Right.
And they're not able to believe.
And I would be inclined to say that if one parent is a believer, then that person, that the woman or her, the man, their children will be raptured.
Right.
I would say that would even go there. Okay, now how about two unbelievers?
Well, yeah, if we're going to apply 1 Corinthians 7 at all, we would say that, and you brought up a good point, that there's going to be children in the tribulation. Mm-hmm. You know, there's going to be children in the tribulation. Now, obviously, in 7 years, some are going to be born after the rapture, but it seems like there's going to be a lot of children in the tribulation.
Just jumping in here to make you aware of our magazine, Grace in Focus. It is a bi-monthly, 6 issues per year, 48-page magazine, full color. And we want you to subscribe by emailing your name and your snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. The subscription is free. It can be accessed electronically or it can be actually physically sent to you if you live in the lower 48 United States. That's our Grace in Focus magazine. Send your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org.
Obviously, in 7 years, some are going to be born after the rapture, but it seems like there's going to be a lot of children in the tribulation. Well, if believing parents' children are raptured, where do these children come from? And we would say that, I would say, these are the children of unbelievers.
Right.
The children of when neither parent is a believer.
Now, I think Steve found a quote from Zane Hodges on his view in that regard, didn't he?
Yeah, he says, and he says he got this from YouTube, that Zane says, perhaps God will not rapture children of unbelieving parents, but will protect them during the tribulation. And I'm assuming there, we talked a little bit about this, because they're the ones who's going to inhabit the millennial kingdom. They
right.
will go in and fit. Now, he doesn't say this, so I don't know what the context is with Zane. But he says that Zane says, perhaps, yes, that's what we're seeing. The children of unbelieving parents are left behind, but God is going to protect them. And if they're under the age of 20, at the end of the tribulation, if your view is correct, then they're going to enter into the millennial kingdom in physical bodies.
Yeah, now that's a good point. Okay, so in terms of protection, my view, and y'all need to just think about this because this is a little bit of speculation, but you remember, Ken, and all of you listening, that people are going to be taking the mark of the beast in order to buy and sell. And that doesn't occur on day one of the tribulation. At what point does that occur? That's around the midpoint.
Midpoint, right.
So after 3.5 years, you're going to have this mark on either your forehead or what is it, your right hand, back
right.
of your right hand, and you're going to have this mark to buy and sell. Well, now this is speculation. I don't think 6-month-old are going to have this mark. I don't think 3-year-olds are going to have this mark. I don't think 10-year-olds are going to have this mark. I don't think anybody under the age of 20 is going to take this mark. I don't think their parents are going to have them do it. I think this
or their government's not going to require it.
Right.
Right.
I think this is going to be for adults.
Right.
And so everybody 20 and over are going to be taking this mark. So as a result, I think the protection that Hodges is talking about makes sense because these people won't be taking the mark. And as a result, they're going to have a certain natural protection because God is going to be picking out especially those who've taken the mark of the beast, according to the book of Revelation, to bring these judgments on. That doesn't mean that people don't have the mark won't be caught up in the judgments. They will. But for the most part, God's going to be selecting those people. And so I would think that probably is protection.
Right. And we mentioned one of these children is left behind with their unbelieving parents.
Right.
some of them, I would say, are going to die in the tribulation.
Sure.
But I know that some free grace people say that God is, and I think this was Zane's view, that he thinks that God will resurrect children who die, and they will go into the millennial kingdom in physical bodies. Did I get that right?
Yeah, I think he held that view.
Right. So that may be
not just from the tribulation, but from all
of mankind.
Eternity.
Right. So again, the unbelieving parent's child that is left behind with his unbelieving parents, if he dies in the tribulation, he will go into the millennial kingdom. If that view is correct, he will go into the millennial kingdom in a physical body.
Depend on his age when he dies.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say he's 19 years, 6 months when the rapture occurs.
Right.
And he's 26 and a half at the time of the end of the tribulation. Well, he's reached the age of accountability on anybody's system, right? Some people would say the age of accountability is 13, 12. Some people would say 8, or it varies. But whatever the age is, if a person starts the tribulation close to that, by the end, unless they die, they're going to be beyond it.
Right. Steve also asked about, we just at the end here, the mentally disabled.
And I would include them in the same thing.
And I would do that.
If they're unable to believe.
Yes, because part of the argument is Romans 1, for example, where they're without excuse. Well, if a person can't think, if a person can't believe, then Romans 1 doesn't apply to them.
Right. I hold the view that God never holds someone accountable for that which they're incapable of doing.
Right. And so I would assume then if somebody took the view that children below the age of accountability, whatever that age is, are going to enter into the millennial kingdom in human bodies, so would those people, the ones who are unable to believe.
Right. And by the way, in my view, and I think this was Hodges' view, they'll enter the millennium in a natural body, and then they'll live out their natural life in the millennium, and if they come to faith, they'll be born again, and if they don't, they won't.
Right.
So it'll be perfectly fair. It's not like, now some people hold the view, and this is another possibility, is that everybody who dies who's unable to believe due to their mental incapacity or who die before the age, they're all going to just be given eternal life.
Right.
So they'll be in the millennium, but they'll be in glorified bodies.
Right.
That's possible.
Sure.
But I think it's more likely they'll be in natural bodies, and this will give them an opportunity to have their own children, to live out their own life, not only to come to faith and be born again, but also to lay up eternal rewards.
And this certainly fits the character of God
that
we see, the merciful, the one who loves children, loves the orphan, loves the defenseless.
Right.
That's certainly the picture of God that I see in
Amen.
The Bible. Well, this was a great discussion. And Steve, we appreciate the question. We hope it helped you. And remember,
keep grace in focus.
We invite you to check out our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday 5-minute YouTube videos at YouTube Grace Evangelical Society. You will love the content and learn a lot. Maybe you've got a question or comment or feedback. If so, please send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Please make sure your question is as succinct and clear as possible. That would be a great big help. On the next episode, we will be talking about forgiveness. How does it work, especially with unbelievers? Please join us for that, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.